Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. We're still in dipper number one of the day. I just finished covering a whole segment of stuff that I call Scouts Out. And I'm referring to the fact that the Boy Scouts of America, there's been quite the decline in recent years. I mean, between being sued by the Girl Scouts, having girls first and then transgenders also join, and then a watering down of the standards overall, resulting in lawsuits that allege sexual abuse and rampantly, apparently, and then a bankruptcy. And now they've decided to go ahead and just throw in the towel and just call themselves Scouting USA. And they're not even pretending anymore. They're not for boys. They're for whatever walks in the door. And it's a crying shame, because there are times when boys need to be boys in the company of boys, and that's an important part of life, and the same for girls. But there are other organizations. Well, one of those organizations, there's a somebody who I work with quite closely who referred me to an organization that he volunteers with called Trail Life USA. So Trail Life USA is one of those alternatives for scouting that everything that I hear sounds like they adhere to what scouting originally was. So a guy named David Andrews was connected with me. David Andrews is what is called a point man for this North Alabama region for Trail Life USA, and he's on the phone right now. David Andrews, how you doing?
Good, sir, and yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for making the time for us.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot of curiosity out there. In fact, I was sitting here with my producer, and he was even saying, I need to know more about this Trail Life thing, because he's got kids that age. But talk to us about the program, how it started, what it does, and what it adheres to.
Sure. Trail Life is a Christ-centered, boy-focused mentoring and discipleship program that partners with local churches to empower men to develop the next generation of character-rich servant leaders through outdoor adventure. We had a, you know, Boy Scouts decided to make some changes and allow gays in 2013, and so I think that was in June and May. In May. And then June 2013, Trail Life started with a bunch of Eagle Scouts up in Kentucky. So they decided to break away from that organization during that time frame and start a Christ-centered focused one, which is what originally the program, I think, was trying to relay, as Reverend used to be, something that they hold on to, even though they're still, I think their oath, they still say, talk about God. But that transpired, and then 2015, they allowed adults to also have that mentality as leaders. And so we saw, you know, an intake, you know, uptick there as far as that's concerned. And then 2017, they let girls in, which is confusing to me, because in 2019, y'all, I understand that they decided to take boys out of their name. But 2019, they changed their name on the back end to from Boy Scouts of America, renamed it from Flagship Program to Boy Scouts to Scouts BSA. So they were already testing the waters for this in 2019.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a corporation, unfortunately, and that's what's corrupted it. But Trail Life USA has been open for about 10 years. Solid program. It's a youth ministry just as much as a men's ministry. I believe we're in over 1,100 churches right now in 50 states, and we're doing a fantastic job. But as far as, you know, anything that God puts His hand in and we follow Him, it's always a something that is perfect, because He's perfect. But we're, our organization obviously isn't, but we try to follow Him. We do a 2D leadership program in that, and the biggest thing is that it's a ministry for the church. And so we don't put a whole, they don't, the Trail Life USA doesn't put an emphasis on your policies as far as that's concerned, but we do make sure that we are 100% boy led, just like it was back in the other organization. And we try to stay within those parameters, and we still got the same patrol system, and we've got the same ranks and stuff like, well, not the same ranks, but the same levels of that as far as, that's concerned. So a boy can still achieve the highest award, which is what we call Freedom Award. And serve his community by doing so.
Wow. So you guys, I'm going to ask you this. First of all, are you affiliated with any particular denomination, or is it just open to Christian churches?
It's open. It's not particular to any of that. It's, I know, Boy Scouts have said in the past that we're a Baptist organization like RA, and that's really not the case. As long as you believe that there is a one triune God, and that and the Father and Jesus Christ and His one and only Son and the Holy Spirit is the creator of the universe and externally extent, we believe in the Holy Scriptures, Old and New Testament, and we are inspired by the authority of the Word of God. You believe that, and that you have, and you have your statement of faith in your own church for that, then you are absolutely allowed to start a troop and be a part of that.
That's great. So there's a standard for where the troops will be started. I like that. And I like the fact that you say it remains focused on boys, because that is the intent here, is to provide boys an opportunity for character development and all of the things that scouting used to be known for. But I love the fact that it's considered godly and responsible and not just responsible.
Yes, sir.
All right. So,
yes, sir.
All right. You guys, the program. So if a kid says, Dad, I want to be in this thing at church they've got called Trail Life, what are they going to do? How often do they meet? What do they have merit badges? I heard you say they can ascend up through the ranks to earn the Freedom Award. But tell me what a meeting's like. What do they do?
Same thing. Most troops meet weekly. You know, the world gets your kids over 80 hours a week, and we try to get them a couple hours and hopefully with the youth group program. But they usually meet usually on Monday. Some meet on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Usually it's 1.5 to 2 hours. They have an opening ceremony. They get broken up into classes or outdoor activities. They fellowship, you know, do discipleship program, work through that process, and then they have some classroom time as far as that's concerned. And then we hope and pray that they have a relationship together as a patrol, and they spend fun and getting kind of in a small group feel and building a relationship, because our ultimate goal is, I tell all my, you know, my kids all the time, is I hope that through this program that they build great godly connections with other young men, so that when they go into college, they have that support structure to allow them to be able to honor God and get good godly advice. But yeah, we do that weekly for the classrooms, and then of course most troops for the navigators, so sixth grade and up. Now they're called navigators and adventurers. They go camping usually every month, as far as that's concerned. So they do the outdoors, high adventures, backpacking type thing. It's really what the other organization is, used to be.
Yeah.
And we just instill those principles on a weekly basis.
Well, that's awesome. And so the folks that are the adults who are in charge, what do you call them, troop leaders or whatever? What are they called, by the way?
So you still have committee chairmen and a troop master, and then you have what we call trail guides. They're okay. The ones that oversee the individual levels of the program.
And are they vetted? I mean, do y'all do some background checks and that kind of thing?
Oh yes, sir. Required. So we have to have two deep leadership at all times. You have to be a registered adult with a background check that Trail Life does, which is part of the membership process. You have to be vetted. The great thing about us, besides just having a background check, is typically you have to have at least some knowledge or relationship with the troop leadership before they allow you in, because we are responsible. Safety is our number one concern. You know, as we say, I am in charge of safety. That's for everybody. So once they go through that background check, they're all held accountable, and we're a men's ministry just as much as a youth ministry. And so they spend time getting to know each other before we allow them to even go through the background check process.
No, that's great. All right, so give me the numbers again. You said earlier that this is in, like, all over the nation, all 50 states, I think, right?
Yeah, we're all in all 50 states, and right now we're over 1,100 churches.
Wow, how big is it right here in Alabama?
We're averaging, so we've probably got about, I think, 50 troops in Alabama. Total, and most of our troops, at least in my area, we're averaging 50 plus boys in each troop. We try to multiply, because you know, you get big, sometimes you get that big focus, and we like that community focus. So we're relatively pretty large in that aspect of things, for sure. And we definitely fellowship and do gatherings every year, and we usually have about 250 to 300 people show up just to those events, just from the local area.
Wow, that is awesome, man! And listen, do the kids, like, do they wear uniforms like scouting used to? Because I was a Cub Scout in a Weebelo. I never went in the Boy Scouts because we moved so much. But I was just, as a kid, I was just proud to have a uniform like that. Do these kids in Woodland Trail, Navigators, Adventurers, do they all have uniforms?
Oh, yes, sir. If you go to traillifeusa.com, you'll see our uniform right there. It's pretty darn good looking. It's so good looking, in my opinion, the adults like to wear them. So, yes, sir. We've got our own uniforms, and it's the boys. Usually, you know, cost is an issue sometimes, and the boys, even young as five, they get there in the first one or two meetings. They're like, "Dad, everybody's wearing a uniform, and they love it. Can I get one too?" So, yeah, as young as five has a uniform. So, they really do respect that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that is, listen, that is very cool. David Andrews, if folks want to find out more about Trail Life USA or see if there's a troop in their area, or for that matter, even consider starting a troop, where would they go? You got a website, I know, out there, right?
Yes, sir. So traillifeusa.com, as soon as you go there, right at the very beginning, it says find a troop, start a troop. So you can click on find a troop, pull down to where your area is at, and then you can search through. Kind of like shopping, you can search through what's in your area, and then you can click on that to contact it. It'll send an email to the troop, and the troop will respond to you and get some information to you.
That's outstanding. Well, listen, that's been super informative. I appreciate your time, man, and especially since we just kind of clicked last night on text and you came on the show. So, David Andrews with Trail Life USA, I appreciate your time, and thanks for what you do with kids.
Yes, sir. I would like to also add to as well, we partner with American Heritage Girls.
Yes.
And so even though we try to do a family affair, because if we can get mom and a troop night, certainly dad's going to come, right? So most troops split off where the girls have their unit, which is American Heritage Girls, which is completely separate from us. And then we do ours on the other side. And you get more involvement with that because the whole family's involved, but it's completely separate because girls are girls and boys are boys. And so thank you for having me on the show. Hope it's educational for those out there that didn't know about Trail Life USA. And we look forward to meeting them and their sons and building a godly generation that knows the truth.
Outstanding. Good stuff. David Andrews, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
All right. You too. That is cool. I mean, I'm thinking I wish that was around when I was a kid.
Yeah, you convinced me, man. I might look into get my son signed up for that.
Well, from what I understand, I mean, right here in the building, the guy downstairs can tell you exactly where the troop is. It's up there by where you live.
Nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right, I hope some of y'all enjoyed that. That was to me exactly what I was looking for, was the idea that there is another organization or alternative out there, and you certainly heard of one, Trail Life USA, and you can look them up online. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. I'll come right back, wrap this thing up, and then coming up bottom of the hour, Butters and Lee, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.